Alice Fitka teaches Yukton at the Tuntutuliak School.
I'm a teacher and I'm with my students right now.
But she took a break to talk about how the village decided that all of its stray dogs needed to go. Fitka is a traditional council member. She helped come up with the idea after the principal of the school expressed concerns.
The people, the community out there, they complain about dogs being, about loose dogs.
Fitka says the principal was worried about how the stray dogs would react to her dog if she was out walking it. And stray dogs can be a public health hazard, such as carrying rabies or biting people. She says the tribal police officers didn't want to shoot the dogs. Andrew Frank is one of the TPOs.
A lot of people kept calling us to kill dogs, but I've been telling a lot of people that we only kill sick dogs or injured dogs that can't be helped anymore.
Historically, shooting dogs has been one way villages controlled the population of strays, but that has become controversial, and communities are looking for other ways to manage the dog population. So the traditional council unanimously passed a resolution that would give the council permission to ask the nonprofit Bethel Friends of Canines for help. The nonprofit helps put stray dogs in Bethel and nearby communities up for adoption and holds spay-neuter clinics, among other services. But Tuntutuliak wanted something the nonprofit has never done before, to remove all the stray dogs. Lily Redder is a board member at Bethel Friends of Canines. She was one of five volunteers who went to Tuntutuliak to help the community remove the dogs.
When we got there, it was just go, go, go. And I just started vaccinating dogs because they had already collected seven that were in cages in the garage space that we called headquarters.
But to get there, the nonprofit had to get a lot of help. Another nonprofit, Alaskan Animal Rescue Friends, helped raise money and offered support. The airlines, Northern Air Cargo, Grant, and Raven, made space to drop off kennels in preparation and then take the dogs out of Tuntutuliak. They shipped out 28 dogs to Anchorage or Bethel for adoption. But that's not all.
Then we did a lot of door-to-door vaccines, and so we were able to vaccinate a lot of dogs that were owned by people in Tunt, which was awesome because we got to meet some of the people and make sure that their dogs were safe for this upcoming year.
With help from Tuntutuliak's TPOs, the volunteers vaccinated about 50 dogs. The effort lasted 4 days. So far, Fitka and Frank have nothing but good things to say.
It was a lot better than it was before now. Less loose dogs roaming around the village.
Bethel Friends of Canines says they wait for communities to invite them in. Redder says that helps with resources, like finding a place to stay, and ensures that they only remove dogs that are strays instead of accidentally grabbing someone's pet. It also helps with community goodwill. Other communities who want to remove stray dogs can reach out to the nonprofit by Facebook or their website. Reporting from Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.